the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, the hidden truth. The vital human drama of the famous lie detector, bringing you authentic case histories from the files of the late Leonard Keeler, one of the world's foremost scientific criminologists. Mr. Keeler's real-life part is played by Hart McGuire, who reveals from week to week some of the most baffling human dramas of our times. The Hidden Truth.
Incredible history of the lie detector, I can't remember a more incredible series of events than those which shaped the human drama about to unfold this evening. About 3 o'clock one cold and blustery winter's morning, Mrs. Alex Graham cried out in her sleep.
Oh, I can't stand it. Alex, wake up, please.
There was no answer to Mrs. Graham's outcry.
Alex! Oh, what's the use? Oh, I'd better phone myself. Operator, get me a doctor, please. I'm in terrible pain. What? Oh, any doctor. Oh, 1214 Avenue A. Hurry. Oh, hurry, please.
Hello. Hello in there.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Glad to see you, officer. Maybe you'd better look into this.
Yeah? First, I think I'd better look into you. What are you doing out here, pounding on doors this time of the morning?
Excuse me, I can understand how I might look suspicious.
Very suspicious. What's your name?
Dr. Mills. I'm an intern on the staff at Memorial Hospital.
Yeah? Live in this neighborhood?
No, the phone company called in and said someone in this house wanted a doctor in a hurry. I tried the bell a half dozen times, and I've been pounding on the door. Maybe we'd better break in.
Now, wait a minute. You got proof you're a doctor?
Yeah, shine your flashlight on this.
Looks okay. But I can't break down any doors without a court order.
Look, officer, someone in this house is sick or they wouldn't call a doctor. Do you think this is any time to worry about legal red tape?
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'd rather wait for the sergeant to come around. If he says it's okay...
How soon will he be around?
He makes the rounds about every hour. Let's see, he drove through this neighborhood about 35 minutes ago. That means he ought to be...
You think I'm going to stand here and wait 25 minutes when someone might be dying in there?
What about my job? If I make a decision like this and the sergeant don't like it, I'm liable to get shipped to the stick somewhere.
Well, let's assume that you didn't make the decision. I did. Come on, let's try to crack this door.
Wait. I don't like this one bit. I better walk down to the call box and phone the station.
Then please hurry. I'll keep knocking on the door and see if I can rouse anyone.
Oh, I didn't think I'd ever be able to get downstairs.
Hey, what's the trouble here, lady?
Never mind, I'll handle this. Here, I'd better help you over to that sofa. Give me a hand, officer.
I tried to get my husband up, but nothing ever awakens him.
You must be a heavy sleeper to stay in bed through all this racket.
Here, now lie down here, please.
I've never had such a sharp pain in my life. Oh, it's almost like a knife.
Where is the pain?
In my side. Right here.
A little pressure here.
No, don't!
Oh, officer.
Yeah, what is it? Something she ate?
I'm going to wrap my coat around her and get her down to the hospital in my car. I don't want to take the time to wait for an ambulance.
Is it that bad?
After you help us out to the car, come back and phone Memorial Hospital. Tell them to put in a call for Dr. Warren.
Warren?
Yes, chief surgeon on the staff. Tell him to get the operating room ready for an emergency appendectomy. Then try to get a husband up and tell him what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
time, Dr. Warren.
Mills, I don't like the looks of this.
Is something wrong?
No inflammation whatsoever. Perfectly normal appendix.
What? But there was a recent, and I'd be willing to swear that...
I know. Looked like an emergency case to me, too.
The severe pain in that region. What would any doctor think?
Nurse.
Dr. Warren. She stopped breathing. She's...
Oxygen. Oxygen at once. Mills, I don't know what to say about this. We made a bad error in diagnosis.
Well, we thought we were doing our best for her. No one can deny that.
I'll make out the report. Emergency appendectomy. Patient succumbed under anesthesia.
I'd give a lot to know what really did cause that severe pain, Dr. Warren.
Yes, so would I. I'm going to ask your husband's permission to probe further and make some laboratory tests. Anything we can track down might prevent a repetition of this unfortunate business.
Hey, Dr. Mills, I hear things didn't go so good for the Graham woman.
Things didn't, officer. Did you bring your husband with you?
Look, doctor, when we first went in her house, she did mention her husband, didn't she?
She did. She said she tried to get her husband up, but nothing ever awakens him.
You sure of that, huh?
Certainly.
I went through that house from basement to attic, and no husband.
What? But she mentioned her husband, officer. He must have been in the house.
If he was, he didn't do any sleeping there last night. The only bed mussed up was the one she was sleeping in, and that was a single. There was another twin bed in the room with the covers turned down. I guess it was ready for someone who never came home because it had fresh sheets on it that weren't even mussed.
Mills, do you suppose she thought her husband was there when he actually wasn't?
It's possible in her severe pain that she didn't realize that he hadn't come home.
Yes, it is possible. See here, officer. It's very important that we find her husband without any further delay. I'd appreciate it if you will check with some of the Graham neighbors and see if they can give you any information about him.
What, 4:45 in the morning?
I think it's very important that you should try to locate him, officer, without any further delay.
Okay. I'll go back to my beat, and when the sergeant comes around, I'll ask.
Good Lord, we've been all over the sergeant business before. Can't you do anything on your own initiative?
Sure I can. Providing the sergeant okays it.
Well, will you please get back to us as soon as possible with any information you can pick up? If you can't find a husband, find a next of kin. We've got to notify one of her relatives.
Right. If the sergeant okays my making an investigation, I'll report back to him and have him call the lieutenant.
The lieutenant?
Sure. All my reports clear through the sergeant, and he clears them through the lieutenant. That way, everything gets done faster, see?
No, I don't see.
Oh, never mind. World's full of red tape, Mills. Go on. We'll have to make a full report on this. I want a description of the operation right up to the point of death.
I want to look at that incision you made. Again, Dr. Warren, I want to satisfy myself that there was absolutely no inflammation of that appendix.
I think you'll prove that to yourself quickly enough.
Well, I'd be willing to bet that 99 out of 100 doctors in a similar situation and with similar symptoms would diagnose it as acute appendicitis.
Yes, but on the other hand, too many of us blame the appendix for all sorts of abdominal pains. I, for one, won't be caught again, I assure you.
Well, I sure wish they'd sent someone else out in this case beside me.
That's part of your internship, my boy. You'll have to learn to take all cases as they come, do your very best with each one of them. With your medical training and a great deal of care and diagnosis, your margin of success will be much greater than your margin of error. That's all they can ask of any doctor.
You're being very kind about this, and I appreciate it, Dr. Warren.
Don't forget, I'm not an intern, and I made the same mistake. Here, let's examine that incision. I'll show you just how wrong... Oh, George Mills!
Dr. Warren, that incision! Someone's been here!
Someone's been here is right. The entire inner stomach has been removed. Nurse! Nurse, come in here.
What is it, Dr. Warren?
Who's been in this room?
Why, no one, Dr. Warren. Except her husband came in to identify the body.
Her husband?
Why, yes. Didn't you know he was here, Dr. Mills? He said he had your permission.
Her husband? Well, I never...
I'll handle this, Mills. That's all, Miss Bates. Thank you.
Yes, Dr. Warren.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes?
Call the district attorney's office. Ask him if he can get over here as quickly as possible.
It's pretty early in the morning, Dr. Warren. Only a little after 5.
I know, but I think they'd better get him up.
All right. Is it something about Mrs. Graham or her husband?
If you don't mind, I'll save that for the district attorney, Miss Bates.
Oh, yes, Doctor.
Dr. Warren, I swear I never saw her husband. I haven't talked to anyone about this case except you and that police officer and Mrs. Graham herself.
Whoever removed that stomach did a very professional job, Mills.
But I'm no surgeon. Surely you don't think that I... Wait. What about...
Oh, of course. I'm a surgeon, am I not? Do you have the audacity to insinuate that I...
You came back in here. You were all alone for 10 minutes after she died. You had all the time in the world to...
You've said enough. I might mention that you, too, spent some time here alone, Mills. You came in to pick up the charts and stayed rather longer than necessary.
I am not a surgeon, Dr. Warren. And you yourself expressed the opinion that this is a very professional job.
Oh, look here, Mills. We're acting like children over this thing. We've allowed ourselves to be upset by the knowledge that there'll be an investigation made. We'll both be under suspicion, it's true, but if Miss Bates allowed Mrs. Graham's husband to come in here...
Suppose the husband turns out to know nothing about surgery.
Then we'll have to do some thorough investigating here at the hospital.
They'll think one of us tried to cover our mistake.
Oh, I'm not so sure. But in view of what's happened, I'm quite sure I know what caused her pain, Mills.
So am I. Poison.
Of course, poison. And whoever poisoned her didn't want it to be found in her stomach. The evidence has been removed.
Then it's obvious that her husband knew she was poisoned.
It seems even more obvious that he poisoned her. But we'll let the police make those kind of deductions. All we can say is that her husband was in this room alone, and that her stomach was removed by means of expert surgery.
He probably thought we'd never discover it.
That's why we've got to keep this discovery very quiet. If he doesn't suspect that we know, it'll be much easier for the police to contact him.
Well, gentlemen, we got it all straightened out. The neighbors knew all about Mrs. Graham.
Well, close that door, officer. We don't want to disturb the other patients.
It didn't take the sergeant and me long to find out that she hasn't got a husband.
What? This thing's gone far enough, officer. You heard her mention her husband, and so did I.
Yes, and her husband actually came to this hospital tonight.
What are you trying to give me? How could he come here? Alex Graham's been dead for 5 years.
Dead? Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I even found a half dozen neighbors who went to his funeral. He died suddenly in his sleep one night and made his wife go wacky. She tells everybody he isn't really dead, but just a heavy sleeper. Can you imagine that? When all our neighbors saw them put him in his grave.
But a man who claimed to be her husband came here tonight.
Yeah? Was he wearing a shroud and carrying a heart?
This is anything but funny, officer. Better call your sergeant and have the sergeant call the lieutenant and tell him to call out the whole police force. Death of Mrs. Graham looks like the most brazen kind of murder.
The cast of characters in tonight's real-life drama of The Lie Detector includes Mrs. Alec Graham, who was rushed to Memorial Hospital by Dr. Mills, a young intern, Dr. Warren, head surgeon at the hospital, who officiated at the operating table upon which Mrs. Graham died, a nurse who witnessed the operation, police officer Elrath, who assisted Dr. Mills, and a stranger who called at the hospital posing as Mrs. Graham's husband. The plot, of course, involves the disappearance of the dead woman's inner stomach, apparently removed by expert surgery. The next figure to enter this drama is District Attorney Charles Allison, whose immediate problem is to identify the principal unknown factor in the case. The man admitted to the dead woman's room by the nurse on duty at the time, Eleanor Bates.
Tell me, Miss Bates, when did you first see this man?
He got off the elevator on the operating floor and came right to my desk, Mr. Allison. He was terribly distraught and seemed as though he'd been drugged.
Drugged?
Then I realized that it was something else. He seemed half asleep.
Wait
I had
a
trouble
minute,
understanding.
Miss Bates. This man told you that an officer told him his wife was here?
Yes.
Officer Elrath, is that true? Did you see her husband?
I did not. You know she hasn't got a husband. You saw the death record. He died 5 years ago.
Did you see anyone who claimed to be her husband? Did you tell anyone that Mrs. Graham was at this hospital?
I didn't see anyone. I didn't tell anyone, except the sergeant. I went through that house and found one bed that was slept in and another one turned down like someone was expected, but it hadn't been slept in. Now, the neighbors told me that...
I know. She refused to believe her husband had died and every night turned his bed down for him just as though he'd actually come and sleep in it.
Yeah, the woman was nuts.
She might have been nuts, but when her husband died, he left her $100,000 worth of insurance. We can't find any record that she spent very much of it. What's happened to that money?
Catney, I didn't see it around the house, if that's what you mean.
If she was crazy enough to think her husband is still alive, she might be crazy enough to hide it somewhere instead of putting it in a bank. If someone found out about that money...
Sure. It'd be a simple matter to poison her, and after they cut her away, all he'd have to do is pick up the dough.
Might have been slow poison. Whoever did it probably didn't reckon with her being taken to a hospital. He was afraid they'd discover the poison here and took a very bold method of lifting the evidence. Elrath?
Yes, sir?
I want you to join my men at the Graham home. I want to be sure that nothing's been disturbed since you checked over the place last night.
Okay. I just hope I don't find somebody laying in that empty bed, that's all.
Hello, an outside wire, please. Beg your pardon? Oh, this is Charles Allison. I'd like my office, if you please. Yes, I'll wait.
The man was terribly shocked when I told him Mrs. Graham was dead. He couldn't seem to believe it and insisted on seeing the body. I took him as far as the door.
Hello? Allison. Looks like poison and possible robbery, Fred. But if it's poison, it's been removed, stomach and all. If it's robbery, we don't know what and how much. I'm going to play a hunch, Fred. I want you to go back 5 years and get out the records on Alec Graham, deceased. He left about $100,000 worth of insurance, and I'm going to have his body exhumed.
Two days later, District Attorney Charles Allison sat in my office. He was a very puzzled man.
Honestly, Keeler, if your lie detector can't unravel this mess, I'm not sure that anything can.
Yeah, now let me see. 4 known suspects, 1 unknown.
Yes. 2 of them with obvious motives, 1 with a hypothetical motive.
As I understand it, Dr. Warren might have tampered with the body in order to take attention away from the fact that he shouldn't have operated in the first place.
Yes, and that intern Mills might have committed some blunder, such as giving her the wrong medicine he's trying to cover.
It was the man who posed as her husband. Why are you coming on that?
Nurse gave us a complete description, but so far we haven't gotten anywhere on tracking him down. Made a pretty thorough search of the Graham home, too. No evidence of poison, no evidence of robbery, not much evidence of any kind. Except that we're quite certain no man lived in that house.
About her husband's body, you were going to have that exhumed, I understand.
Yes.
Well, suppose you find evidence of murder in the death of Alec Graham. That would take the case back 5 years. Oh, excuse me. Yes, Keeler. Oh, yes, he's here. For you, Allison.
Thanks. Hello? What? Well, that's incredible. Are you absolutely sure? Well, I'm going right out there. I've got to see that for myself.
Is that a break for you, Allison?
Keeler, there's no body in that grave.
There's what?
They just finished opening that grave a few minutes ago, and the body is gone, coffin and all.
While Charles Allison concentrated on the search for the missing body of Alec Graham and the mysterious person who posed as Alec Graham, I went about the business of running polygraph deception tests on the known personalities in the case. Now, your name is Edgar Warren.
It is.
Just answer yes or no, please.
Well, that's an interesting machine, Mr. Keeler. Blood pressure curve, pulse rate, respiratory curve, and measurement of skin resistance,
Yes, I'm glad you're familiar with this operation. Actually, the more you know about the polygraph, the more difficult it is to beat.
Oh, I see.
Shall we continue?
Yes, by all means.
Is your name Edgar Warren?
Yes.
Dr. Edgar Warren?
Yes.
Do you live in this city?
Yes.
Have you had something to eat today?
Yes.
Did you perform an appendectomy on Mrs. Alec Graham?
I started to, but she succumbed on the table.
Just yes or no, please. Dr. Warren,
Did you remove Mrs. Graham's stomach?
No.
You're quite sure you've eaten today?
Yes.
You're sure you didn't remove that stomach in order to take attention away from your misdiagnosis?
What the devil are you getting at, man? I'm head surgeon at this hospital. Are you questioning my integrity?
You know about that operation, Dr. Warren. You're covering up for someone. Now, Dr. Mills, any discussion will only delay the test. Please answer my questions with either a yes or a no. Understand?
I understand. Go ahead.
Is your name Thomas Mills?
Yes.
Dr. Thomas Mills?
Yes.
Do you live in the city?
Yes.
Have you had something to eat today?
Yes.
Did you know Mrs. Alec Graham?
Yes.
Did you perform any sort of an operation on Mrs. Graham?
No, I didn't.
Did you give Mrs. Graham any medicine?
Yes.
Did you make a mistake in what you gave her?
No.
Dr. Mills, did you give your patient a lethal dose of poison by mistake?
No, I did not. I had nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing.
Now, Miss Bates, you understand the procedure.
Yes, I understand, Mr. Keeler.
Mm-hmm. Is your name Eleanor Bates?
Yes.
You're a registered nurse?
Yes.
You've had considerable experience with operating techniques, haven't you?
No.
Have you eaten today?
Yes.
You've had quite a bit of experience in operating techniques, haven't you, Miss Bates?
I have not.
Yes? Do you want to continue the test, or do you think we can talk without the polygraph?
Turn it off. Please turn it off.
I hope you're sure of what you're doing, Keeler.
We'll soon know, Allison. We'll soon know.
But suppose his body is buried down here in the basement of his own home. How did it get here?
Well, I hope to answer that question as soon as Elrath gets back.
All right, hold it.
All right, George Keeler, there is a coffin down here. But don't tell me Mrs. Graham buried it here herself. Well, here's your full report, Allison. Number one, Dr. Warren.
Anything on him?
No, except that he knows who performed that extracurricular operation. He was trying to protect a member of his staff. He suspected this person, wanted to handle it in his own way.
Dr. Mills?
No. According to his polygram, Dr. Mills is a very serious young intern who seems to have good judgment and has every intention of becoming a top-flight physician.
And what member of the staff had reason
to... Eleanor Bates.
What? The nurse?
Yes. It was she who removed that stomach and gave it to the man who called at the hospital that night.
But why? What's the incentive for a thing like that?
$5,000.
Uh-huh.
The man who came to the hospital that night was Henry Sellers, an undertaker in this city.
An undertaker?
Yes. He was the undertaker who originally buried Alec Graham. During the embalming, he noticed traces of arsenic and went to Mrs. Graham with his accusation.
You know? You found out?
Yes, I know, Mrs. Graham. You poisoned your husband for his insurance, didn't you?
If you'll bury him without disclosing what you found, I'll pay you $5,000, Mr. Sellers.
$10,000.
All right, $10,000.
As months went by, Mrs. Graham began to have hallucinations about her husband. Her mind gave way gradually. She wanted her husband close to her.
If you were to bribe the gravediggers late at night and bring my husband's body to my house,
That'll be very expensive, Mrs. Graham. If anyone should find out and become suspicious that your husband's death was not caused by a heart attack...
I'm prepared to pay, Mr. Sellers. I'm prepared to pay.
But the death of Mrs. Graham, Keeler...
Sellers grew increasingly more greedy. He knew that Mrs. Graham had a small fortune hidden somewhere. And if he could get her out of the way, Elrath, bring him in.
If only she died at home where she was supposed to die, you never would have found out. You never would have suspected.
Where is that money, Sellers? What did you do with Mrs. Graham's money?
You find it buried. In the cemetery.
Keeler, I'm becoming more and more convinced if every potential criminal knew he'd have to reckon with the lie detector, I don't think there'd be many criminals left in the world, potential or any other kind.
Hidden Truth stars Harp McGuire as Leonard Keeler, dramatizing actual case histories.
Featured with him in tonight's presentation, you heard the following artists: Mrs. Graham, Moya O'Sullivan; Mills, Mark Kelly; Cop, Ed Heppel; Warren, John Bushell; Nurse, Dinah Shearing; Allison, Wayne Paulsen; Sellers, John Llewellyn.
Be with us again for The Hidden Truth, a Columbia Hilda Skirr production.